come out injury wise from the game? I don't recall anybody going down. I think
we're going to be okay. You know, it was a physical game.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're going to have to, you know, see how some guys come along by Wednesday. Right now, I don't think there's anything pressing, but, you know, I'm worried. Just very physical game. Then the other thing that I want to share with you guys, just found out that Eric Wright's going to be suspended for the next 4 games. So share that. I mean, literally just found out about that a couple minutes ago. So I wanted to share that with you.
That had been under appeal, I assume?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This
point. Mm-hmm. Where was he with the injury? Was he going to be able to play for you in the coming weeks, do you think? Or
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I think he probably would have been, but that's speculating.
So without him, how's that secondary stack up now? I mean, you've got some...
Pretty much like it did yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have... the guys we had yesterday, and then we'll gain Gator back in a week, you know, so keep moving.
When you let when you traded Aqib Talib, how much did you and Mark discuss the fact you were leaving this secondary in kind of a vulnerable situation with so many young players that, or maybe just a precarious situation where you've got so many young players that you're going to have to lean on, especially knowing that there's a possibility that you might lose Eric Wright as well down the road? How much of that was discussed, and what was your feeling towards it at that point now?
I think it probably lends to the confidence that we have in our young players, you know, that we felt we could do that and that it was the best thing. You know, as I've told you guys several times, every decision we make is what gives the organization the best chance to win. And when we made that decision, that's what we thought was best.
The situation involving Adderall, to your knowledge?
Yeah, there's going to be a statement from Eric. So rather than me kind of be the one who lets all that out, he's gonna give a written statement, I believe, right? Right, you know, any time now. But I just wanted to share it with you guys because I knew it. And didn't want to stand up here and then you hear it in a half hour.
Now that you know whatever that is with regards to Adderall,
sure.
You've had 2 players now. Aqib prior to being traded, and now Eric. I think I've asked you this before. Have you're convinced that no one else in that defensive backs room, no one else on the team has been exposed to that, or do you have a concern about how it was brought to your team or those 2 guys? Or were they separate individuals? Did they share information about using it? I mean, how widespread do you think this might be, if at all, on your team?
Well, you can never be certain about anything. You know, you're not. I'm not one of the players. This is a widespread issue throughout the National Football League right now. It's certainly not Tampa exclusive. So, you know, I hope we educate our guys. We talk to them about it quite a bit. You do your best, and then, you know, you got to trust the guys that you brought here. And I think that's where Mark and I just keep going back to the same thing. We're gonna get guys that are the guys that we believe and fit into what we're going to do, and then we're going to educate them and coach them and help them, you know, grow. And that's our plan, you know. And it's just like raising kids. It's never going to be 100%, that's for sure, but you do your best.
Are you surprised, shocked? How would you describe your reaction to it, knowing what you know about the appeal process and maybe the explanation that Eric had for this?
Well, I'm disappointed. Just disappointed that he's going to be suspended for 4 weeks. You know, as part of our team. But, you know, just like anything else, it's as if someone's injured. You move on and you figure out a way to put your best 11 out there. And then when you go sub-package, put your best new 11 with an extra DB. And when you go 6 DBs, you know, we'll just keep working through it, and we'll get it figured out. But I'm disappointed that you know, that this has happened inside of our organization. And as I said to Rick, we're going to do everything we can in our power to keep educating and work so this isn't an issue moving forward.
Greg, what about the timing? You've got Manning, you've got Breeze. I don't have to remind you. You got Ryan again.
Although you will.
Although I will. The timing, I mean, just makes it more challenging.
Hey, that's. that's life in the NFL, you know, just get ready. You know, we're gonna practice and meet and prepare, and then we're going to go out to Denver and play the best game we've played all year. Where that stacks up against Denver and Peyton Manning, I can't, that's, you know, I only control half of that. But we're going to do our best to make sure that we're our best.
Looking at it on tape, how did that secondary stack up, do you think, looking at it a second time?
With the exception of one 80-yard pass, and the guy who was covering on that 80-yard pass played really well other than that 80-yard pass, right? And game inches, that's really what it is. But I think, like I said, there are a bunch of young kids that are trying to do the things we're asking them to do. You saw a new face out there in Danny Gore, who I think competed his rear end off. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We just keep coaching them. They'll keep practicing. And they're going to get better, you know. And to get Gator back in a couple of weeks, that's going to help. You know, so we'll keep moving forward.
What did they do well?
Well, I think they I think EJ, I think Leonard, Danny, Laquan, they all played physical, aggressive football. They didn't shy away from anything. They didn't always get it done, but they didn't shy away. You know, it wasn't too big for any of those guys. They lined up and played there. And, you know, you wouldn't suspect that it would be for EJ. He's played a lot of football. But there's some guys that haven't played a lot of football on Sundays. And, you know, it was fun to coach them. You know, they're into it. And it's great. You know, Rondé's helping them back there. You know, it's Rondé playing with a bunch of young guys. And it's good. We'll keep getting better.
Coach, looking back now, a day later, would you do anything different as far as the timeout goes there before the two-minute warning? Can you find where maybe you could have squeezed a little bit more time and left a little more time for the offense looking back now?
Well, you know, that, like I said many times, that two-minute warning is a much different phenomena than anybody realizes when you go from college to the NFL. And we've spent a ton of time, like, doing scenarios, you know, and running them through. I think, you know, there's no ironclad rule, like with this much time you do this, because then you take the football out of it, and you can't take the football out of it. And the football part of it was, it was second and six. So now if you do what you believe you're built to do, and that's, you know, get them to third down and stop them, now you got your timeouts plus the two, you got plenty of time, but we didn't stop them. You know, and that was a little disappointing. That one play, that slant that they caught. So then when we did stop them, it didn't leave us very much time. So in retrospect, could you say, you know, do you use it there? You know, it was right nip and tuck. It was like 41-40 as it was ticking down and thinking that it was second down and that we had a, you know, wasn't overly stacked in our favor, but felt we could stop them because we knew they'd run it on second. And then the question was, would they throw it on third or not? You know.
Were you surprised they threw it there?
I wouldn't say surprised, but that's a tough decision. I mean, that's what your head coach gets paid to do. Do you throw it there or do you run it, milk it, punt it down? And but it was a big throw and a big catch. You know, our guy competed. It's not like he didn't compete. They did a little better job than we did on that play.
Greg, speaking of third down, the last 3 weeks, I think a 60% clip by the opposition against you guys on third down. That's not a number you're comfortable with, I'm sure. What's going on? Is it a scheme or a personnel? Could you think about making some changes on third down specifically on defense?
Usually when you're struggling in a particular area, it's usually all the above. You know, it's very rarely is it just scheme or just personnel. So we're, you know, that's one thing that after I was done evaluating the game, I just kind of going back and looking at all the stream of it, because you go back to early in the year, we were really doing well on third down. So we need to just kind of regroup, take a breath, and see if we can't get that in all the areas you mentioned, see what's best. And I'm not sure I'm ready to judge that yet, make that decision, but by the end of the week we will be.
Coach, I know it's a different player, but Aqib Talib, who was going to become a free agent, you got an offer for New England and traded him after his suspension for Adderall. Is there anything, does this suspension in any way change Eric Wright's future with the franchise? I guess he would be back, what, the last game?
Week 16, he's eligible to be back, yeah.
He's eligible, do you want him back? What about the future years, et cetera?
Well, I hope, or week 17, I guess it would be, right?
Week,
yeah.
Game 16.
Yeah, game 16. I feel, you know, I hope that he stays in condition so he can come back and participate. You know, it's the end of the year. You know, there's a lot of variables. So We're going to have to wait and see on that one, you know. But I anticipate he will, and then that would lead to the next logical thought that we'd get him back because he's a good player. We good? All right, guys, thanks.